The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey, great UFC Unfiltered today. Myself and Matt Sarah are joined by strawweight champion Yuani and Jacek, and let's see if I got her name right.
He may finish it here.
Oh, he's out.
It is all over.
Knockout. He got rocked.
UFC and digital media present UFC Unfiltered with Jim Norton and Matt Sarah, powered by digital media. Find your voice. And now, your hosts, Jim Norton and Matt Sarah.
Welcome to another episode of UFC Unfiltered. Last one was great. We had Neil deGrasse Tyson, and him and Matt were choking each other at the end of the show. It was phenomenal. And we have a special guest. You know, we don't get a lot of in-studio guests, and we always prefer someone to be in studio. And our guest today is early, so this is a great treat.
This is a great week.
It certainly is.
No?
It certainly is.
Because I'll tell you, the brilliant Neil, how do I pronounce it?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes, of course. It was a tough act to follow.
Yeah.
But... I'm sorry for yelling in the
headphones. Would you like to introduce our guest?
No, you do it, because I'm not going to do it as
good as
you
are. I know he's afraid he's not going to say your name right, but I know I'll say it.
No.
Is he?
Yeah.
No. You both must try it.
Say it first, though.
Yuani and Jacek.
Say again?
Yuani and Jacek.
I can't even do better than that.
Good.
Like, pretty good?
So good.
Thank you.
But it's definitely, it's like, it's you.
Hey.
What's the matter?
Say my name.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Jimmy's
very menacing.
First of all, Jimmy's taking that sound bit, and I don't know what he's going to do. Jimmy, don't listen.
No, she came in, she gave Matt a big hug, she gave me the fist bump. Believe me, I know.
But first of all, can I ask you?
Scary.
Because this is the most important part. Joanna, not Joanna.
Yes, Joanna.
Joanna.
But sometimes I say Joanna. For example, when I order my coffee, I say Joanna, you know, and they write with H. But
yeah.
I am J-O-A-N-N-A.
Yeah.
Is it because they're gonna do?
I don't know. I don't mind. Like, if they call me Joanna, I'm good. If they call me Johanna, I'm good as well. You know.
Do you say it in a way sometimes where you know that they're gonna screw it up a little, so you kind of say it in a way that they'll be easier to remember on, you know, for coffee.
Yeah.
It's simpler.
Last time I was Adriana, you know.
But I do think Matt should say it.
No, but I know what I think though.
What?
I think we're very rude. We didn't even say congratulations on her fight.
She basically just
my name first.
You basically just walked out of the cage champion. You're out of the champ.
Okay.
You're such a champion. Am I too loud in
your
ears?
No, that's nice. I like to listen to your voice, you know.
Oh, man. This is great. I love having her here already. This is great.
She's one of my favorite people. And congratulations. That was an extremely impressive. I mean, you won every round.
Yeah.
No, it was
every
great.
Round.
It
Thank
was
you.
Great.
Thank
Against
you.
Jessica Andrade.
I'm happy because it was my second camp with ATT, and after the fight at Madison Square Garden, people were like, oh, Joanna changed her team, her coaches, she left her management, the fight was just okay. I was dominant in the fight with double K, and the thing is, I had just six and a half weeks with my new team, new coaches. We didn't have time to learn about each other, you know, and definitely this time I spent like more than 3 months with my coaches, like Cami Barzini, Mikey Brown, Katel Kubis, and all of the people from American Top Team. They're just amazing, you know. I work with Daya, who is my boxing coach. Phil is my strength conditioning. But the three of them, Cami, Katel, and Mikey, they have so many experience, you know. And I'm happy that they share it with me. That
when you change
I can
camps,
put on great performance and even fight better.
When you change camps, is there any time something will come up that you're really comfortable doing the old way, where the new camp is something different, and you kind of have to actually, say, no, I want to do it this way?
Actually, it's the same. I just work harder, and I work with better athletes, because what I like about US that MMA is very big and popular in Europe, and in Poland, it's huge, you know? But the thing is, like, here you have so many different fighters to train with, you know? If you need a wrestler, you call or you look at a run in your gym and you find a wrestler, you know? If you need someone short, someone taller, you have everything here.
Has to be slimmer pickings back home, huh? Yeah. Slimmer pickings, you know?
No, what does it mean?
I'm going to have less people to choose from.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of Americans would know what slimmer pickings mean. I'm kind of...
Last time I learned lollygagging and...
Oh, you don't want to lollygag ever.
The camp before I learned roadkill, wishy-washy.
Those are my wishy-washy.
Old school. Yeah, wishy-washy. Yeah. I'm not wishy-washy.
No, you're not.
After the fight, I am.
No, you're not wishy-washy, but whoever you have to fight winds up as roadkill.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Wishy-washy. How'd you learn that, by the way? Who said wishy-washy?
Perfectly athletes, you know. I work on my English, but every morning they wake me up with a cup of coffee. Then I eat breakfast. We talk about how I feel, because I live with my doctor and my nutritionist, Michelle, Paulina, and they are amazing. And the thing is, then Paulina writes some things on my bottles. You saw my water bottles?
I did not, no.
Like sometimes the mottos, motto, mottos, motto?
Motto?
The word, motto. Like the words are more violent. Sometimes I need some extra motivation. So yeah, we write different
things. Writes like a little message on the water bottle of something for you to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very sweet too. I know them, Paulina and the other one. They're great.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
So you take instruction well. Like if they tell you to eat something and you know that it's right, you let them guide you.
It's all about the right people, you know. I know that so many people work for my success, but at the end of the day, it's me and my opponent. We step into the octagon and we fight. So I must make sure that I have good people around who are taking good care of me, I give 100% every day, and they must do the same. That's why I left my old management. That's why I left my team and my coaches and my nutritionist. Because the thing is, it's all about the good relationship, and I must trust them like they trust me, you know. I must eat good, and I must sleep good, rest good, and be 100% ready for the training, you know. I don't like when the fighters are like coaches by themselves. I train a little bit here, a little bit here. The coaches doesn't, like, they don't talk to each other, and you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very humble in the gym, and what I want to just listen to my coaches. I don't want to, if they ask me, like, you want to do this or that, I'm like, you are the coach.
Yeah.
And I will do whatever you want me to do, because we must prepare good for this or the other fight. You know?
That's a lot of pressure on the coach too, because the coach knows that they can't get by with going, hey, whatever you want to do.
On like, everyone, they have to tell but you know, not everyone can be a champion, and not everyone can work with the champion. So it's all about good relationship. And I'm happy that I work with Mikey, Cattell, and Cammy. They're amazing people that I have perfect athletes, because now I feel like I have complete team, you know, of great people.
Yeah, that Mike Brown. Are you familiar with Mike Brown? Because he was a champion in his own right. Yeah, he was a champion, had a great career. I don't feel bad. He's doing phenomenal. But there's some guys that were such great fighters, but their career just ended before this whole thing took off.
Kind of as the merger happened.
But Mike is honest with that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and he's happy that he can see this sport evolving all the time, you know? He can see the money, the attention from media and everything.
And he's still involved.
He's an amazing coach, and he's enjoying this more than the fighting, probably.
Yeah.
What do you like more about the new team? Do you feel they're more focused?
Man, like the facilities,
or did you get sick of the old team?
I'm more focused. Like I of course, my family, my fiance, my friends, they're all back home. Like so many people said that, oh, ATT is paying Joanna's good money. That's why she moved. She like left her coaches because she's making more money here. It's such a bullshit, because I have my apartments, my cars, my life, my family back home, my life. It's kind of easy there, but the thing is, like, here in the US, I must pay for everything, you know? I have to make new life, I spend much more money, and I'm still paying the fee for the gym, so come on, they are not paying me money, guys. I'm just I want to invest myself. Like, the learning have no price. This is how I say.
Right, the learning, there's no price there's on no what price. You can learn, right?
You're going to get. You must invest yourself. If you want to get, you cannot just say, I want sponsorship, I want more money, Dana, give me money. You cannot say this. Prove to all of them that you're worth something, you know?
Yeah, and the better English you speak, the more sponsorships you can get here because you can talk about products.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and smart. And can I add that I told you, Jimmy, that she was engaged.
I know she was.
All right, I don't know.
Was, what is your fiance?
That's not what we talk nice about. But
what does your fiance do? Is he a fighter?
No, he was a soccer player.
Oh, okay, an athlete. Can he come here or no? Is he?
No, actually, we were talking about he was in Dallas with me, with my sister and her husband, and we spent some vacation in Miami after my fight. But the thing is, like, we were talking about, like, because I spent 3 months in the US, you know. I fly home for 5 weeks, but I saw my schedule yesterday and I'm going to be pretty busy there because I don't do my sponsorship and media obligations in Poland, you know, because when I'm here, I'm focused just on training and preparations. But the thing is, like, we are talking that, like, oh, maybe we should move together, but I want to live in Poland. So
you
I'm
do.
Really enjoying US. I like US so much. Since I was a little girl, I was dreaming of the trip to US. And here we go, after a few years, I'm living my American dream and I like it. But at the end, I want to live in Poland. I'm very close with my sisters, my nephew, my parents. And I have a few ideas for a small business back home.
When you retire?
Yes.
Let me ask you, does the media obligations and even what you're doing here and everything, in the beginning it had to be very exciting. Now you've been the champ for a little bit now.
It's more exciting.
You're still into it. Like, yes. It doesn't get like, yeah. Oh, I got to do this and that. And
yeah, I like it. And some of the fighters, they don't understand that it's part of our job. Like, for example, during the weight cuts, you know, the last 24 hours is the most crazy, the most crazy 24 hours in our lives. But the thing is, you must enjoy this. If you're going to complain, that's not going to help.
Yeah.
You must like it. I like it, you know. I like the media. I like the fight weeks. Yeah. I like every single day. I'm enjoying my life as a fighter, you know.
And then by the time you get into the ring, you've had so much leading up to it. That's probably the best part. It's like now you can finally do it. You're ready to fight. You're there.
Yeah.
And it looks like you enjoy the fight itself.
I do. For me, it's like a glory day, you know.
Yeah.
I cannot say, like, I always say I don't feel pressure. I'm not feeling stressed out. You say?
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, maybe I'm stressing out. You say?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like to have fun. I like to talk to my coaches. I feel loose in the day of the fight. You know, and I see that with every fight, I'm more calm because I'm more confident. Because of the hard work, you know, and the dedication.
Those first shots in your last fight.
Yeah, people are asking about that.
Yeah, no, I'm asking. Yeah, no, first of all, you have a great chin, but when she landed those couple of couple of hooks, whatever.
And
it was,
I was like, it was not that strong as I expected, you know.
Well, that's my question is, after eating those, did you say, all right, I know what she's packing now? Because sometimes you don't know. Listen, somebody could be like, oh, how hard do they really hit?
Like Valerie, like when she hits me a few times at the UFC 193, I felt that. Like, I felt like my battery, like,
drain a little bit.
With every hit, I was like, shit, this girl can hit. And her high kick is amazing, you know?
Yeah.
And, but with Jessica, I yeah, it was not that bad, you know. I faced stronger punchers.
Were you impressed with the way she, even if she didn't hit as hard as you thought?
I was impressed of her takedowns, and I was like, I was ready for the high crotch takedowns, you know. Yeah. And I used to train with the guys, and they couldn't take me down. But she was strong. Like, did you see that she went like down, like squat, like almost hit the floor, and she like took me up. So first two takedowns were good, but then I was like, okay, I must work more on my hip pressure, and we go from there. We went from there, you know.
I noticed were you always did it good at getting?
I'm taking the fight second by second, you know.
Yeah.
I stick to the plan, but you must take the fight, you know, because you can have the plan, but you don't know you don't know how your opponent prepare for this or the other fight, you know. Yeah. They can be totally different, you know.
Yeah, but what I notice when your opponents are trying to keep you down, you're extremely hard to keep down. That I know you trained getting up from your back and being held down.
Yeah.
But did that come naturally or did that just come over time? Because you are hard to hold down.
Yeah, you go down, you're right back up.
You don't let them settle in. They never get a chance to, after they exert that energy of putting you down, they don't get that second to recoup because you're right back up and attacking them. How did you get so good at that? Escaping?
Of course, it's MMA, you know? Like people want to see me fighting more on the ground. I love jiu-jitsu. And I said after the, MMA fighting career, I wanna go for ADCC competition.
Awesome.
I try myself there because I train with Jezary Matuda. You know Jezary Matuda? She's like one of the greatest jiu-jitsu, female jiu-jitsu fighters. She's amazing. She's about to go for the worlds in 2 weeks. So
awesome.
I wish her the best, but she's amazing, you know? And I train with top level fighters and jiu-jitsu players, and I really like it. But the thing is, you know, before the fight with Juliana Lima, before my first fight with Claudia Gadea, I knew that there are good wrestlers, good jiu-jitsu players. So I had to work on my takedowns defense. And takedown
defense. Yes. Takedown defense.
And I worked on that. And it was just became natural, you know, my thing, you know. And now it's even better with the ATT people because Mikey Brown is amazing. Amazing grappler and Kami, amazing wrestling coach, and my game is just getting better and better.
So how much time will you take before you really get back to work? Like, will you just take a few weeks to relax?
No, now it's more difficult because I must travel between US and Poland. But like I said, when I have a fight day scheduled, I focus just on preparations. And, you know, it's hard. It's difficult to stay away from my family, fiance, but it makes me stronger as well on the other side because I fight for them. Now I probably till the end of June I will stay in Poland. Of course I will be back to training. I will train just, you know, I do some cardio, I will train some jiu-jitsu every day. But the thing is, I want to fly for the international fight week. I want to fly to LA, do some things outside the octagon.
When is that?
I don't know yet. I must sit and talk to Dana.
That's not July 4th week.
Oh, July 4th. Okay.
Oh, the international fight week. July 4th.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to go there. Amazing event. But the thing is, I would like to be back to Madison Square Garden and fight here in New York again.
Well, you do want to fight there again?
Yes.
How did it feel to be on that card?
It was amazing. Like 205 was amazing. About this place. The card was stocked as well, but it was about the Madison Square Garden. I like to make history, and I would like to be back here. Like the Polish community is such a big here, and I would like to fight here. But there is a show coming up in Poland, October 22nd probably, and of course I want to fight in Poland as well. But we will see. We're gonna play by ear, you say. Yeah.
Yes.
Let me ask you, because you didn't hear about this yet, Jimmy.
I did not. Yeah.
Now, I know you did. Chris Cyborg, and it was just, they just posted the video over at the summit. She got into, who did she end up smacking? She
Magana,
smacked her?
Magana.
Angela Magana.
But no, she hit her or she smacked her?
She, you know, the video kind of obscures a little bit, but she gave her, a punch.
In the mouth, yeah. And now it was over. You can't play the clip of what happened?
Yeah, I want to see the clip.
I can get it up.
Yeah, I want to see the clip. I want to see the clip. Matt wants to see the clip.
But
if I say you want it, he'll do it faster. He won't do it for me.
I want to see.
That's right, champ. Listen, I want to see. I want to hear your opinion.
When did this happen?
Over at the thing in Vegas.
Today or this week?
I think it was yesterday. I don't know. It just came out.
It was over the weekend.
2 days ago. But I know the video just came out, and we should listen to it, and then.
Well, here, we're just going to see it over here.
Oh, you're not going to hear
it? You can't hear it?
You got to hear it.
You got to turn the volume up.
All right, then You'd have to see it on my computer.
All right, just turn it on our faces.
It doesn't matter. They could curse on here.
Yeah, you can curse. It's okay.
All right.
Anything you want to say.
Let me get it.
Have you ever gotten into it? Because you're very, Joanna, when you take.
They cannot step on my toe, yeah.
You don't like them stepping on your toe?
No, so if they want to play the mental game, I let them and I play with them. But I'm the champ of mental and the regular fighting, you know. But That's the thing. I let them play. You know, sometimes the fighters, when they get the chance to talk to bigger media, or when they get a like opportunity to be on bigger stage, they get crazy. You know, they think they find a way to promote themselves, but it's not. At the end, it's all about the sport. So people, I heard so many times, oh, you don't respect your opponents. If I was not respectful to my opponents, I could like lost my fights already like few times, you know. I respect them and I show it in the gym every day, you know, and how I prepare for the fights with them, you know. So that's it.
Yeah, and you really, you dominated Jessica every round you won. Were you surprised by how tough she was as far as her, like she literally didn't stop pressing forward?
Yeah, she was very tough, but you know, in the fight for the title, you cannot give up. You train so hard for such a long time to get the title shot, to become a champion. So we are the fighters, you know. We fight till
I'm not living
till the end, till the end, you know.
So you sure do.
She was very tough. She was very tough.
Yeah. Now, before we watch this, all I got to say is world star. No, I'm only kidding. Ready? Watch this. Sorry, Yana.
No respect, nobody. People know you. Yeah, no, fuck you. Oh, my God.
Who was that she pushed?
That's Angela Magana.
That's the thing.
She's the one who always
don't
posts.
Don't post shit on your social media, you know? I don't like this. Like, I think that it's not right what Chris did.
Yeah.
She shouldn't hit her because, like, you cannot do this way. But the other thing is, like, I went on Magana's profile.
Yeah.
And I checked, and I saw actually some memes with Chris Cyborg. You cannot do that.
It's mean.
No, respect the other person. It's mean.
She's trying to, I mean, it's
just... Be honest, you know? It's like people get crazy with the social media. I'm like, I have very good relationship. I'm interacting with my fans only on my social media. I read the comments, read the messages if I have time. I don't follow other like shitty websites. I don't read the comments about me because you can get crazy. But I mean, in very good relation with my fans on my social media one more time, but the thing is be honest, like if you don't like someone, if you have something like you wanna say, just go and say it, you know. And I'm very honest person and I learned that, you know. And I think people should do this way, you know.
Well, was she bad mouthing her? Because sometimes on social media it's a way to hype up a potential fight. What'd she say about her? I didn't.
I don't know. No, I didn't pay attention.
She posted some like mean pictures.
Yeah, there's like a picture of like a guy with a mask.
It's not nice. Come on.
It was kind of like saying it looked
like
her.
And you smart ass like a hater behind the computer, you know?
Yeah.
You're smart ass, but you cannot do this.
Now, are they even in the same weight class or no?
They're not two different weight classes.
Yeah, so this is the thing. This is my problem with it, is that if they had a fight lined up, and she was talking smack. And then listen, hey, man, you're going to hash it out either way. You're going to fight either way. Say what you want to promote. It's on you.
Sure.
But, because you'll have a chance to get some, you know, payback with, you know. But, now you don't have anything lined up. Now you're attacking somebody. You're trying to hurt somebody's feelings. You are hurting somebody's feelings. I could care less that the girl got smacked. You don't do that. I mean, that's just me. I don't care. Is it right? No, it's not right.
She's in troubles.
Two wrongs don't make it right, and yada yada. But at the end of the day, don't be looking to hurt people's feelings. Good for you, Cyborg. Yeah.
What weight is the girl who she hit?
I don't know.
What
weight class is the girl?
115.
115. Oof. A 115 talking shit to Cyborg. That's
not
a bright move.
Why would you do that?
I wonder what she thought when she saw her walking down the sidewalk.
Oh. No, she was still talking smack.
Oh, she was.
You just heard it. She goes,
I couldn't hear what she said.
She goes, you know, don't be, Cyborg's basically telling her not to talk, you know, whatever. And she's saying, I'll say whatever I want about whoever I want, that kind of thing. So she's like,
That's shady.
And especially she's from Brazil. And I have a lot of friends from, I know how it is.
They're tough.
Yeah, like in other words, all right, then let's fight. I mean, that's kind of, and at the end of the day.
It's simple like that.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's fight.
I mean, there's more laws here, you know. My master, Hanzo Gracie, has a couple of run-ins himself, and he's the best guy you'll ever meet. You know what I mean? You know, Hanzo's like, they didn't get all the jungle out of me yet. Hanzo's hysterical.
So does that ever get to you when people talk about you?
Why
like
you
that?
Didn't go to the
summit?
Athlete retreat?
Because I'm no longer a
but
fighter.
But he's still
I'm
living legend,
fighter.
You know?
Oh, look at living legend, Jimmy.
He is. I tell that.
Wow.
Every day?
Well, every day.
Every day. He makes me call him that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yoana, thank you so much.
I have to say hello, legend. There,
you know? He's a living legend of comedy.
Well,
some say.
I know.
It's not the same as
fighting. I say it. No, I'm only kidding. A lot of Everybody says it. Do you watch it? You have Netflix?
No.
No? You know, if you do get Netflix, I know a buddy who has a special.
There's
on
a lot
it.
Of good documentaries. Listen, and things of that.
All us just gassing each other up.
No, yeah, at this camp, I was watching This Is Us, more family.
What were you watching?
This Is Us.
This Is Us. What is that? I've heard what of it.
It's a.
Yeah, it's TV. Like it's a drama on NBC.
Oh,
but it's
show.
Nice. And Taken.
Taken.
And Mikey Brown said a few days ago, he said that I must watch Black Mirror. And
oh, it's brilliant. It's amazing.
I mean,
it's crazy, man.
You watched the first episode?
No, the he said, like, pig? Actually, you don't have to, like, watch one next to each other.
They bounce around.
I watched the third episode.
Was that a good one?
It's sick. At the beginning, I was like, I don't like this because I don't like the future things, you know? And it's crazy, you know? When I was growing up, we didn't have cell phones and computers that time. And this is crazy right now when I look at my 6 years old nephew, so it's not good. But this TV series is like crazy, you know? Yeah.
It's about the future and something technological in the near or just the future. It's kind really, it's all believable.
Kind of like Twilight Zone-y.
Yeah, but not crazy like the Twilight Zone. This is all stuff that could probably happen in a few years.
Unfortunately,
there's
a
good
a
movie with Tom Hanks, The Circle.
Which
have you
one?
Watched, did you watch this?
No.
Circle, probably.
What's it?
Circle?
The Circle?
The Circle, yeah.
Oh, I don't, I don't know that one. Circle, yeah.
This is crazy, too. About that? Like social media, small cameras, you can spy everyone. It's crazy.
Man. I like that.
No, I don't.
Jimmy wants to be on the other end.
Eventually, everybody will have him. Yeah. You know, and it's got to be, because the more, especially being famous, like the more you go around, the more pictures of you people take.
Yeah.
Do you get bothered in private moments, like when you're out with your family, you're trying to eat and people approach you?
Yeah, sometimes. But it's good, you know. I think like it's a deal between us athletes and the fans, you know. They're buying the tickets, the pay-per-views, they support us. So it's like secret deal between us and we must make sure that we're gonna give them what they want, you know. But of course, first of all, I fight for my God, my family, my country, my team, and then the fans. But I like it, you know. I really respect that.
Are you doing any, a lot of fighters get into acting and films. Do you want to do any of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not?
Have you
if
had
I gonna have time, yes.
Have you had any opportunities yet?
Not yet, but we are talking about.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, good. Now, would you want it to be an action movie, or do you want it in
a more action. I think I can play some Eastern, like bad chick.
Assassin.
With Eastern European accent, you know, in some good action movie. Why
like a
not?
James Bond villain, assassin, like the femme fatale.
Roger Moore just died.
Well, thanks for bringing everybody down,
Well,
Jimmy.
I had to say, you said James Bond, I had to mention.
Depressing.
89.
I know, I grew up on that James Bond.
I did too.
You know, when he fight Jaws, the guy with the
I know, Richard Kiel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also dead.
Did he keel over too?
He did.
I'm
sorry. Yeah.
They can't.
Roger Moore was a very campy James Bond, but he was nice.
I know. Right. Are you familiar with James Bond, Roger Moore? I don't blame you.
No?
What kind of movies do you like? Are you a movie person?
I am, but I don't remember. You know, sometimes I watch the movie and I say, oh, I watched that.
You're
but
not so
I love Denzel Washington. I like action movies, comedies. I hate horrors because then I cannot sleep.
Ah,
really?
Yeah, I go crazy. You know, I go crazy. So I watch some action comedies. And
what's a comedy drama that made you laugh?
I don't know.
Jimmy's hoping it's a movie that
I
he's
don't know.
In.
Probably not.
You know, I don't remember. You know the titles, and now I have it. My favorite movie is Man on Fire, and I can watch it.
Denzel.
Oh, that's when he goes apeshit in Mexico, right?
Yeah. I get excited. I cry.
Wait, Colombia. Wait, remember
that about his daughter being in a hospital?
Mexico.
Or
Colombia?
What? No, that was John Q. What's this about, Man on Fire?
Is it about he was some army guy? And he moved to Mexico and he's like personal security. How is it? Personal security of little girl, you know, of she has rich parents and his father got into the troubles and he got some special insurance and he let some bad guys kidnap her.
Spoiler alert!
Kidnap her.
Spoiler alert. No, I'm only kidding. You know what spoiler
No,
means?
What's that?
That means that you gave away the plot. But you're the champ. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, what's I never that? Saw it.
Well, now you can't see it because she gave away the plot.
Oh, okay.
But she's the champion. She'll elbow you in the face and give away the plot at the same time.
Yeah, she
go ahead. Tell the rest of the movie. What
happens? No,
not. No.
And he's such a good.
Yo, how do you make me laugh?
I love this guy.
Oh,
so I would like to meet him.
Who, Denzel Washington? Yeah.
I've never met him.
Well,
either.
I think Chris the producer could make that happen. He knows people.
Chris,
yeah. Comment. Yeah, I'll get Denzel on the phone. We'll talk to him.
I saw Denzel in a sushi like restaurant once.
Oh, really?
I wanted to talk to
where?
Him. Where? Yeah. In L.A.
Okay.
But he didn't seem to want to talk to me.
I must
no?
Have, no?
No, I said hello to him in the parking lot and he didn't say hello back.
Really?
My feelings were very
maybe hard. I don't think he heard you.
He heard me. Hi, Denzel. Let me
just kind of he probably thought you were like a weird fan.
He was right.
I don't know why I said weird.
Is a dollar enough?
He's very humiliated. He's embarrassed. Oh, who, yeah, now when you fight, do you care? You don't care if the celebrities are in the audience?
No, I don't.
There's always somebody.
I look at my family. Yeah, I like it. And I'm very happy. I was super excited when I met Justin Timberlake at the UFC 200.
Do you know who was loving you at that fight? I remember Madonna watching your fight. She was loving
and
watching
Lady
you
Gaga,
fight.
Lady Gaga, one time, she posted some on social media. It was nice.
Did you get to meet her after?
No.
No, but she got to watch you fight, which was still nice.
Yeah,
Madonna was there the whole time. We weren't sitting near each other. But I saw her, and during your fight, she was like taking pictures, and she was really loving it.
It's very nice.
Oh, it is,
I'm
right?
very happy for the UFC and WME and IMG. They will bring UFC to different mainstream
levels.
Media. To
those
the next
are a lot
level,
of letters.
You know?
Yeah, I know. So we have to ask you, too, about Rose Namajunas, which it looks like she's going to be next.
Now people at home don't see the face she's making.
I know.
I'm not stirring
like
shit.
Over and over. Like,
go ahead.
No, we have to. People, we're friends with Rose too.
I don't know. It's my question. Who's next?
Yeah.
I don't care.
You don't care.
I'm asking who's next, and I will make sure I will be better than in my last fight. You know, that's the only thing I matter about.
You thought she would lose to Michelle Waterson. She was surprisingly good against Michelle. Were you shocked at how dominant she was in that fight?
I didn't watch this fight.
She didn't watch it. No. The champ
but
don't care.
I lots of respect. I said like Rose is very talented, and one day she will become a champion. But no, in my like decade, you say?
Yeah, not in your decade.
Yeah.
Decade, yeah.
Not in your reign. Not while you are the reigning champion.
Or not up in here, you could say.
No.
Not up in here. Just say that.
Not up in here.
I like that. You might be the champion, but not up in here.
Yeah.
I think people would love to see you guys.
We'll try to get
it. It'd be a great fight.
Yeah.
But you know, you never are concerned with who's next.
No, really. Like, people are watching me, you know. I won my belt two years ago. So this is what Amanda said after the fight with Ronda Rousey. She was preparing for this fight for such a long time, you know.
Yeah.
For a few years, she was watching Ronda over and over and over. And this is what's happening with me, you know. People are watching me, you know. They have planned. They want to become a champions, you know. And I'm the title holder, you know. So that's the thing. When I hear about the fight, I hear like about like 12, 6, 8 weeks, doesn't matter. 12 weeks before the fight, and they have much more time to prepare for that, you know.
You know.
So that's the thing, like, it was not easy to become a UFC champion, but definitely it's more difficult, and it's getting even more and more difficult with every fight to defend this belt. But with every camp, I'm looking what I can do better, you know. I look at the opponents, I let my coaches study them, but and we know there's two good and bad sides, weaknesses, but we must be focused on what we can do better with every fight, and we can prove that we are simply the best.
And you know that you're the one, I guess it does get harder because everyone, there's no easy fights for you. Everyone you're fighting is the number one or number
two
contender.
People are saying like, oh, it's easy to be a champion in the strawweight division. It's a bullshit. Same. Of course, there are divisions like men divisions, which are like stocked with the fighters, like a bunch of them, you know, more than 100 in man division. But that's the thing. UFC is signing new strawweights with every month and from all of the world, and it's pretty tough division, you know.
And it's all eyes on you. You got the bullseye on your back. You feel comfortable with that?
I'm good with that, you know. Yeah. Even the camp, like the preparations are hard. Like you have good and bad day, good and bad days. But the thing is, it's all about the fight. At the end, we must be in the best shape.
Jimmy, you know what that is? That's confidence. That's extreme confidence
is,
of a champion.
Yeah, I'm not arrogant, you know.
You're
people are like, oh, she's arrogant, she's bully. I'm confident because I know my value, you know. I know how hard I work every day. And you can ask the people around me from the gym if I'm humble or not. You can ask them, because when I first time walked into the ATT, I didn't go like a champ like this, like a swag. I can walk like a swag, but I went like this, and every day is like this. Every day, even I have a good workout, I walk out from the gym not happy, because I know I can do better, you know?
You can what is it you want to work on specifically? If you could work on one thing more, what would be the one thing you want to work on?
I'm the best.
Yes.
So she doesn't want to say.
Yes. Everybody. Yes, she is. A little late on the applause.
Very late.
I can only carry us so far with the applause. But yes, you are champ. You are
awesome. You're very
we don't
want to
embarrass
watch.
You, but you are.
You're very fun to watch.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, of course, I want reach higher goals. Break new records, but I'm very happy what I have done in my life, in the fighting career. So like before every fight, I visualize victory, and I give everything what I have in my life to win. But anything can happen, you know. Submission, the punch can finish the fight very quick. So I just, with every fight, I want to make sure that I will put on such a great show, and doesn't matter if I win, I lose, I just want to be happy what I have done, you know.
What does your brother and your sister do?
Two sisters.
Oh, what do your sisters do?
My twin, she's an accountant.
You have a twin?
Yes.
Are you identical or fraternal?
No. And my older sister, she works at the office as well.
So you have a twin who's an accountant. Like, that's very different personalities.
Yeah.
That's totally.
But I am a good businesswoman, you know.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
So you're good at saving money. You're good at.
I was not, but now I am. You know, I don't get crazy. You know, and I, last time, like, a few times, people ask me, "Are you rich? Because you're the champion." I'm like, "I'm rich because I have my family close. Like, they went with me from zero to the hero. You know, and I'm happy that we all can enjoy." Our lives, you know, that's the thing. And like, hard work pays off. And this is what I always say. You know? There is not like secret recipe or God recipe for becoming a popular champion, a popular person or the champion, you know. The thing is, like, today you are the champion. Today you're the owner of big company. You can be the richest motherfucker on the planet. But tomorrow you can be like nobody, you know. Yeah. And it's all about people. So that's why I'm very close with my family, my friends, and it's all about the right relationship.
What was the first big thing you bought? Like, when you were making money, what was the first thing you said, "I really want to go out and get this"?
I love sneakers, but I love... I remember... after every fight, I buy new Louis bag or new Louis shoes. But after the fight with Gadai, I got new car.
You bought yourself a new car.
Yeah,
so you kind of treat yourself to something nice.
Yeah, I always do, because I deserve that. And like during the camp, I even don't have time to go to the movies. I try to go like every weekend, but it's difficult to do something for yourself, because it's all about the
when you're fight. In camp, what time do you start in the morning?
The earliest is like 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's not that.
But you must wake up like 8, you know, to eat,
digest,
let the food digest, and go for training with the good energy.
Do you nap in during the day? I'm always amazed.
I am not a person who likes to sleep, you know, and I have problem, because when I go to bed, it's the only time I have time. It's the only time I can think about next day or something. So I'm kind of crazy with this, you know.
So wait,
I don't sleep well.
I don't either. I'm so happy to hear that you don't either. That there's hope for me.
And I drink coffee like a crazy, and then I have ice like you have.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, all over the place.
I love that.
I need some coffee now.
So if you don't get enough sleep, you get a little crazy eyes like the guy in between me.
But
right?
I nap. My doctor is like, "Oh, I go to nap," you know.
Because I'm such a napper. My kid did a thing for a school, and they had to talk about their daddy. Yeah. So she's like, "Oh, my daddy does this. My daddy has brown hair." And it says, "What's the what's your daddy's hobbies?" And she wrote napping.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I was a former champ of the world.
It means, you're healthy, really? You know.
I know. That's what she meant.
But I remember when I started dating my my boyfriend, my fiance right now. He loves to sleep. Right now he does not sleep that much, but at the beginning it was like I used to like wake up like 7-8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he used to sleep like till like midnight, you say, yeah? Midday. To noon.
No, yeah.
Noon or 1 PM. And when I woke up like a day, he was like, "What are you doing awake?" I was like, "I don't want to sleep anymore. Like, sleep." And he put hand or leg on me and I was like, "You must sleep." And I'm like,
"Does so he stay up late at night?" Like
no, actually not. Now he is about to like healthy lifestyle. So yeah. He goes to the gym every day. So
oh, you're a good influence.
It's all about good food and good training. You know.
Yeah.
How did you meet him?
At school. At the university, we were studying physical education, so I can be a teacher.
But do you want to do that, or do you want to open a gym when you're done?
No. I want to be in the business, but I'm about to open my foundation, and I'm about to help some kids, very young, talented kids and teenagers, because I know how it is to be not a poor kid, but a kid with the dreams and some ambitions. But I remember when, for example, I didn't have money to pay my bills or to go train somewhere or go for competition, because I used to invest myself. I used to represent my country on the World Muay Thai Championships, and I used to pay for the trip to Thailand, and it was like more than $2,000.
And you would pay?
At that time I was like 18, 19, so... I was just out of high school and I was like, what am I going to do, you know? And then I moved to Holland and I was preparing for the fights. And for example, like a few days before the fights, they canceled, you know? So I spent my money for the camp. And for example, at the end, I had like €5 in my pocket and I didn't know if to buy a bread or go for the training, you know? But I believe in God so badly and I met the right people. And I'm very, 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 very grateful and thankful to all of them.
Why did they cancel the fight right before?
It was crazy. Like in MMA, you know, at the beginning, it's like, you know, you have a fight and then the opponents pull out or something happened, you know. So it was crazy. But I went through everything and I want to help these kids. I want to share with what I have right now, you know. And I want to show to them that it's good to have a dreams, have a good have a goals, but you cannot stop, you know. You must work hard to make it happen, you know.
What if you didn't fight, what else did you want to do? I mean, fighting was one dream, but that was the only thing you ever wanted?
No, awesome. I used to play all kinds of sports, but I didn't know that I was going to be a professional athlete. But my parents, they still have a shop, small grocery store, and when I was like 18, I used to go there and help, and my father was like, "No, go home, do your homework, stay home." But I was like into the business all the time, you know.
Yeah.
So even after I became a UFC champion, I went to the store, and my brother was like, "You really gonna go there and like sell the veggies, you know, to people?" But I liked the interaction with people. Talk to people. So definitely, I have a few ideas for the business. I used to do climbing and taking pictures before. My fighting career.
Oh, like
so even today, I go and I want to buy a new camera. I found the store, but yesterday my flight got delayed, so I got very late, so the store was closed. But I want to get a new camera and taking pictures.
What store are you going to? Are you going to B&H?
I wanted to go to B&H, but actually they don't have in stock the camera which I want to buy. So I go to some small like a boutique, some store. Yeah, so I go there and get this camera, and that's the thing. I wanna have my coffee shop. I'm crazy about healthy food, but of course now after the fight, I don't eat healthy, you know. So
you open a nice.
I had wings every day.
You like wings?
Yeah, I like mango habanero. Last time I almost killed Mikey Brown, you know, because he tried the mango habanero and he heard just mango, so he was like, "Oh, it's sweet." And he was like about to die, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
The lady had to bring him a milk, you know, to to make it like.
There's a web series where they eat hotter and hotter wings. Have you seen that? What's it called?
You can get addicted of this.
Have you seen the web series where they give you 10 different wings and each one is hotter than the next and you try to get.
That's crazy. Can you use range?
What's that?
Can you use range?
I don't know. Hot, what's it called?
Hot ones.
Hot ones.
Yeah.
You guys are making me hungry.
So that's the thing. And I have some ideas for my future. And that's the thing.
And that foundation, not to get back to that, but did you mention the name of it? Or do you have a name of the foundation?
Not yet. Okay. It will be something with the champions, little champions. Or I don't know yet, but I will work on that.
Okay.
And the other thing is like, March 1st, I released my book, my biography in Poland. Ooh. It sold very well. And we translate it in English already, but we need to do a few more things, change the cover and work on the rights. And this year we're going to release this book in the US.
What's it called?
Wojowniczka in Polish, which means?
It means
A fighter, but not just a fighter, but like a life, you know, like you... Yeah, like you go through so many, you know. So the meaning is like
you might have to come up with a new title when you translate it.
No, actually,
or is that
I don't
it?
Know.
Is it fighter or is it?
Yeah,
it's hard
it's
to translate.
Yeah. Like a warrior, but not. It's not just about you know competition.
Listen,
you know?
Your picture with the belt or your picture elbowing somebody in the face, you got my money. You understand?
Chris, you keep it okay. We have to take a break for.
Yeah, well, because you want us to go has other stuff
the media.
To do.
Okay.
Let's get a picture with the champion.
And we also have
we got to call Gustafson. Gustafson,
okay, well,
you don't like me anymore.
We love you.
You should say like, hey, get out.
No, but your people are saying you have to go. It's not
really?
Yeah.
So excited that you're
Jackie
here.
Jackie is such a nice. She's good person. She's from IMG. IMG. I met her first time, but she's doing an amazing job, so it's a pleasure.
Yeah, they're saying you have other press to do.
Yeah, like if you want to see my schedule, like
I do,
like 10 interviews, you know.
Do you get sick of them, or you
no,
actually?
No, I like it. Actually, I like it. I met a nice people, and it's nice to see you guys. I'm very excited to be here, and yeah, it's cool. I like it.
Good. All right, we'll take a picture, and we'll be back on the phone with Alexander Gustafson and.
We'll say goodbye. Gustafson, we say goodbye to the champ.
To what's that?
You gonna talk to him?
He's gonna call you on the phone.
Oh, say good luck to him.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish him. I wish I could be there in Stockholm this weekend, but I cannot be there. But wish him all the best.
Sure.
Sure will. Thanks for hanging out with
thank
us.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
We've returned. Thank you, Yuani and Jacek, who was very happy with how I pronounced her name.
Yes.
If anybody remembers.
I got out of doing
it. You did. I didn't like it, but I understood.
Yeah, I had to abort that mission.
And we have Alexander Gustafson, who we're late calling, but it was just literally, you know, Ioana was early, and you don't get the champ to sit with you for 45 minutes that often.
We did.
We did.
Oh, you don't do it.
No. I mean, with us, we got lucky.
Too soon.
I was happy she was able to, and I was happy she came in early, and... she's a really nice person. You know, she's a very genuine person. There's no bullshit with her. So,
I'm sorry about my protein bar wrapper.
You enjoy your protein bar, sweetie. They're very good. I love a good protein bar.
Mm-hmm.
What flavor is that? Matt's eating a Quest bar. What flavor is that?
Oatmeal.
Ah, god damn.
Something around
it. Ooh, that sounds good. Mm. I'm leaving for Oslo.
Ooh, Oslo.
Yep. I'm doing Oslo. I got a bunch of European dates.
Who do you know in Oslo?
I'm doing gigs.
Oh, okay.
I got a gig there. I got a gig in Copenhagen. I got a gig in Stockholm, which is, we're talking to Alexander. He's fighting Glover Teixeira in Stockholm. I think the night I'm working. So he and I both have a fight. And I'm also going to be in Amsterdam. And then after my show, I'm going to go out and lick the windows. And I have Antwerp, Belgium. Thank you, Chris, the producer. I appreciate that.
Ma'am. Amsterdam. Behave.
I know. I'm not even... looking at doing anything dirty there. I'm just looking forward to going over the... I do want to see Rose... I want to see Rose fight Ioana just to see the names up there. The hardest pronounced names in fucking MMA.
Nice segue.
Yeah, it was good, right? I did ask her. Come on now, Chris.
No, nah, you're funny.
Alexander, no, what's up, buddy?
I'm not doing anything dirty in Amsterdam. I want to see Rose and
I didn't even mean that. You're right.
You know,
that's where my head's
relax
at.
Relax with that segue.
Yeah, but no, I was just thinking, I was looking at the prep sheet I had written Rose on there. No. And I was just thinking, like, Ioana, when you're the title holder, when you're the champion, Everyone you fight is gutting. They're gunning. You're their future. You are their dream. Beating you is their dream.
She has a good head on her shoulders.
She certainly does. Listen to my coaches and that's
she's smart with the business and she has the nice management. Can I tell you how not Hollywood I am, Jimmy?
You are Hollywood.
No,
You are Hollywood. So Hollywood Matt.
So far from it. I'm going to tell you this a little. And then if he gets on, I'll stop. I'm really... I'm like, when I say not Hollywood, I'm just a regular Joe.
Yeah, you certainly are.
I even tell you, like, everything I do, like, through the UFC, looking for a fight, this podcast, it's all been done through me, just
sure.
myself. I don't have really, what I don't have is, like, a management thing. You know what I mean? I don't have an agent. I'm not, and I know you might be saying, Matt, why are you saying this? I don't know. Like, calm down with that.
Yeah.
No, Jimmy, the thing is this. My life is very simple. I have my schools, got a few of these gigs that I enjoy. Oh, am I putting you to sleep? Am I putting everybody to sleep?
No, I just
I'm getting to something.
I'm right here with you.
I don't mean to yell at you, Jimmy.
No, I know. You're
so my point is, so my buddy, listen, so I got a lot of agent guys coming at me, or I have several, and I just kind of blow people off because I don't know. Like, I got my gigs. What are you, I'm not giving you a piece of what I'm doing now. I mean, I already, everything I got here is like I earned,
you're already in
like,
the door.
My schools, I earned that shit through with my fighting in the cage.
They'd have to bring you something new. Totally new.
Yeah, so. I got a buddy of mine, right? Nicky Knuckles, good guy, one of my brown belts. Nicky Knuckles,
that was my nickname in high
school.
Well,
no, but the problem is, he's a great, great dude. Him and his
brother. Is he a fighter?
Yeah, he's fought before. Okay. And the best thing about it, look, he has no fingers here. He had an accident happened, and he used to be a musician too. But now he's a brown belt. How'd he get his fingers cut off?
Ask him about Tony Iommi.
I hate to say it, I forgot.
But, Tony Iommi got his fingers cut, three fingers.
But all I know is Nicky Knuckles is his name, right?
Yeah, I get that.
So good man. Good guy, solid guy. So then he goes, hey, listen, man, I got this. And I trust this guy's judgment because he's a good dude, right? Mm-hmm. One of the nicest guys, you know? And so he goes, yeah, man, Matt, you know, I don't know if you got anybody representing you, but I got this guy that, you know, he knows Ray too. He's been around and I just feel Chris is going to interrupt me any second.
No, please. Okay.
So he goes, yeah, he was asking if you had any, you know.
Oh, anybody. Chris got him. Hello?
Fucking prick. You know my mind. We'll never get done with this. So he tells me, he's like, you got anybody representing you, man? Because I have this guy who's a nice guy and he's asking. So I'm like, well, you know, no, but I'm not really looking for anybody, you know. I'm doing my own thing. So then I just said, you know what? Screw it. I'll sit with the guy because, you know, he said the guy's a fan. He watches, he listens to the podcast, this and that. So just last week, Jimmy. I left. I went over to the TikTok diner over on 8th Avenue.
The TikTok.
You've been to the TikTok diner?
Okay. Yeah. Hello. Sorry.
Can you stop? You hate the story.
I don't. Actually.
It's not a bad story
so far. You get the TikTok diner in there. I'm very happy. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Do you like the TikTok diner?
34th and 8th.
Are you saying okay?
Oh, someone didn't believe I liked the TikTok.
All right.
Diner.
I thought you were just like, oh, TikTok diner, great story.
No, I like the TikTok diner. Who doesn't? It's a great name for a diner.
Yeah, I go to it too. It's over by the garden.
And there's one in Jersey.
Can we get back to my story before we start going about the? It's not about the TikTok diner.
It's a guy who knows. No, I'm kidding. You met with an agent.
Yeah, so the guy wants to meet with me. So I met with the guy, and we're talking a little bit. Nice enough guy. Definitely a nice guy. I don't want to attack this guy. I'm not being a prick about this because I know he listens to the show.
And
he's a fan. No, but this is my thing. So it's not like I'm out looking for some people to rep me, this and that. So I met with the guy. We talked, this and that and the other thing. So then we leave. So I get a text today, right? He goes, I'll get back to you. I got ideas or about my ideas. Let me meet with some of the people. And I'm like, you know, because I even said, like, dude, I don't even know what I'm doing here. I'm not really looking to get into, I'm not trying to break into Hollywood or this and that, but you know, you said maybe you could do something for me or whatever. I'd like to hear, you know. So basically he didn't really give me anything solid. Like, you know, he kind of told me why I wasn't good for certain things. Like in a sense, well,
what did
you
he
know,
say you weren't good
well,
for?
I go, listen, I go, so what are you looking for? You want me to rep the Olive Garden or something? No, I'm joking around, but he's right away going, well, you know, they would really need, not that I don't want to disrespect you, but that'd be like an A-lister type thing. And he's a nice guy. Yeah. But I'm like, all right, dude, I'm half kidding with that, but I don't even basically know why I'm sitting here besides getting a free turkey burger. Like, I don't know why. Yeah. Like, I'm here because you kind of wanted this meeting.
What about Eddie's Pizza?
Well, it could be anything. Well, he even said, he goes, well, maybe, you know, he's naming some other brands. I'm like, well, listen, dude, I'm here kind of at a request for you. You know, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm just, yeah, man. So anyway, listen, fast forward, and it's nothing's weird, really, that bad. So whatever. first kind of things. This is the first time I ever entertained anything like this. Sure. So then whatever, I had my turkey burger. We shook hands. I'll talk to you later. So he gets, I get a long text today. Long. Oh, wow. And it was nice. Well, you know, I went back and I talked to some of the other, you know, people at the firm. And, you know, we just, you know, we put our heads together. We don't feel like you're the right, you know, fit right now. We, you know, we want to, I don't think that for us at this, I go, what am I getting rejected to the prom, motherfucker? I didn't ask you to, like, it was a nice thing, Jimmy, but it was.
So they said, we don't think you're right.
They don't think I'm right. They don't want to represent me. I'm like, wait, dude. I'm like, wait a second. What the fuck are we? I want to read it, but I got so annoyed that I'd write something back. I wrote.
Do you want me to read?
I erased it. We can find delete text. I wanted to show you because I wanted to show you how long, but it annoyed me. So when I get annoyed at that, I'm like, I'm not gonna. I'm like, all right. At first I was saying, hey, dude. He's like, I go. Oh, I wish I could. I wish I. Is there any way you can pick up deleted shit? Whatever. I'm glad I did because I wrote back. Cool. You know. Thanks, man. Be well. I'm like, dude. Like, in other words. What are you like, trying to let me down gently?
Wait, I got together with some people,
it was out of your request,
wait,
dude.
You went song. And he goes, I got together with some people at the firm. And
that's even worse because it makes it sound like I'm looking to get rep by these people and they'd let me down gently. Like, well, you know, but we'll keep you in mind and keep me in mind for what, dude? I'm sitting there.
They asked to meet with you.
Like, you asked to meet with me. I go, it's almost like you're asking a girl out.
Here's what happened.
Am I weird to feel weird about this?
No. Here's what happened.
What the fuck?
Whoever introduced both of you probably said this.
No. And this dude,
he probably said to them, hey, Matt's looking for some representation.
No way. No. Right
you
away.
Don't think so?
Right
oh, no.
away. No way.
Okay.
I'm going to text Nikki Knuckles now while we got time.
Yeah, that's shitty when you take the meeting at their request.
No way. I think it's.
And they don't want to
only because
represent
it's
you?
It's a. No, but it's a. It's more of like.
Where are they based out of? The city?
I wish I didn't erase that.
They can't get you fucking work on Long Island.
No, but I'm not even looking. I don't even know what I'm looking for.
But I'm saying, like, just to say to get Matt Serra to rep something on Long Island, how about a suggestion, guys?
Dude, how about you.
What the fuck?
Dude, how about you. You know, thanks for the
legend.
Thanks for the turkey burger, but dude, don't. You know.
You hear the way fucking Ioana was speaking
fuck
about him?
Fuck your firm, man. She's fuck your firm.
Calling him a legend. She said Matt's a legend.
Yo, Ioana called me a champ. I don't. A legend. She called me. I called her champ.
Yeah. Well, the thing is this. This is what this guy should have said to you. Matt, you know, I want to be an agent for you. Your head's nice and shiny all the time and it looks smooth. And then you would have said, well, you know, the Dollar Shave Club is a smarter choice. And he would have said, how do you know? And you would have said, dude, I can get a great shave at a great price. Conveniently delivered right to your door. It's an awesome life hack, and it's a no-brainer choice.
Right.
You don't have to shop to the store, buy a cheap disposable razor that gives you a cheap shave. You don't have to spend a fortune on razors with gimmicky shaving crap you don't need. And then, Matt, you would have said, hey, when I use my my Dollar Shave Club executive razor with their Dr. Carver shave butter, the blade just gently glides, giving me such a smooth shave. And then you take the agent's hand, and you'd rub it on your head, and you'd go, oh, my goodness, that's smooth.
Yeah.
Their Dr. Carver shave butter is transparent for more precise shave. It does help prevent ingrown hairs, and it fights razor bumps for a limited time. New members get their first month of executive razor with a free tube of Dr. Carver's shave butter. Sounds old school. For only $5 with free shipping. That's amazing. $5 with free shipping after that razor is just a few bucks a month. $15 value for only $5. In your first month's box, you get an awesome weighty handle, a full cassette of four cartridges, and a tube of their shave butter. After your first month, replacement cartridges will ship automatically at the regular price. There's no hidden fees, no tricks, no commitments. You cancel anytime you feel like it. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/UFC. dollarshaveclub.com/UFC. And I guess Matt's potential agent should have said to him, so Matt, do you enjoy eating? And Matt would have said, do I enjoy eating? He said, not only do I enjoy eating, but not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's important to know where your food comes from. And the agent would have said, yeah, I guess. And then Matt would have said, no. My personal experience with Blue Apron has been very good. I cooked a great meal. The ingredients were healthy. And the agent would have said, all right. And Matt would have said, no. It's affordable. Less than $10 a person per meal. This is where you stand up and you point in the guy's face. Mm-hmm. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make. And then this is where you hit your hand. Delicious home-cooked meals. That's what that agent didn't understand. You could promote this because you believe in the product. Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they're going to make it right. Now, You have to understand that there's so many great meals. There's beef teriyaki stir fry with sugar snap peas and lime rice. And honestly, never the same meal twice. Crispy salmon and roasted potato salad with pickled mustard seeds and creme française sauce. I got that wrong last time. Why did I do it?
Crushed it.
Thank you, buddy. They've established partnerships with over 150 farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S. The seafood is sourced substantially under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals, which is always very important. It really is just a great thing, and it builds strong family bonds because you're cooking together, and they send you the pre-portioned ingredients, so the less bright members of your family, let's just say, can't screw up the portions and ruin the meal for everyone. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free, which is a great deal, with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/UFCUnfiltered. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. blueapron.com/UFCUnfiltered. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
I'm texting my buddy Nicky Knuckles.
Yeah.
Who listens to this show. What a great guy.
I hope he does.
LaMagna. Nicky LaMagna.
What kind of music did he play? Hey, no. Alexander, how are you, man?
I think we might have blown up Alexander. Yeah,
we were late. We were very late with Alexander because we had Joanna in studio. We didn't realize we were going to have her in studio this early. She was early. Yeah. So whatever. If we missed him, we missed him. Good luck to him against Glover Teixeira. I mean,
we'll try for a few more minutes.
Sure. Yeah. I'm happy we had her in, though.
I know.
We can't not have Joanna in, of course.
It was very fun. I'm looking through my Twitter
So listen, man, I'm not attacking the guy. I just thought like when I'm reading that thing,
he was wrong.
I'm like, what? But no, not about not repping me, because I'm not even asking to be repped, but almost like we put our heads together and we couldn't really think, maybe we might not be the right fit for you right now. It's like, hey, dude.
Yeah, don't mean that fucking showbiz talk.
Yeah, man, like, what the fuck are you even talking about, man? You bought me a turkey burger, told me nothing, and now you're kind of letting me down gently. I'm not doing I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
That's annoying. You know? Yeah, that's annoying. I don't blame Matt Sellers. Basically hates this guy.
And he's not a fan. The guy's a fan of the show.
Yeah,
so
I know, that's
he has good taste.
Here's the signal when Matt hates someone. He does the apple shake.
And then I asked him.
He does do that.
I don't even think the guy reps anybody. So I'm like, well, who do you got?
I don't think he has anybody. He might be a fan. People in the firm might want. We're gonna do
it. That's what it might have been. Well, I don't want to attack. Listen, nice guy. The text, the weird kind of girlfriend, like letting a guy down gently text, was kind of weird. I wish I didn't erase it, but it was so annoying. It annoyed me.
So how does that feel?
So I tried to
ask for a meeting. You annoyed Matt Serra. How do you feel? You hurt Matt's feelings.
You hurt, but I definitely didn't hurt my feelings.
But you annoyed Matt.
It didn't hurt my feelings, but it annoyed me where it's like, it made it look like I'm looking for something. Right. And they kind of like said, listen, we can't help you, pal. But it's like, hey, dude, I'm helping you. I'm just sitting down. You asked to meet up.
Here's what it's like.
So what the fuck this are you is what even it's talking like.
I met a girl one time.
Talk to me.
She asked to meet with me. It was kind of like on a dating thing. She knew who I was. She knew my fucking. She's like, yeah, I want to meet. And then we meet. I look exactly the way I do on my fucking stupid Tinder. And then she's like, I don't know, the age difference, Mike. And it's like, hey, stupid, you know how old I am.
Oh, first of all, that's being a prick. That's hurtful.
I didn't give a fuck.
No, it's not hurtful because she knows how old you are. Yeah.
Exactly. Eat my ass.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that
would probably. I'm talking to Chris. Yeah. Oh, can I ask my friend Chris to help me out?
We're on the air.
I'm sorry about that.
This is the best thing he ever said.
Yes, it is.
Oh shit!
But here's the thing.
But Jimmy,
he was like, don't ask to meet with me if you already know this about me. Like,
no, but like, so wait, don't you think you might like go to your people first and say,
of course,
look, I want to meet with this guy because look, he does this on this show, this on this show. Maybe we could get this for him. We're meeting up, and basically, I had a turkey burger, and I'm asking, like, all right, so what do you, like, basically, besides my deals I got now with the UFC, unless they're thinking they can do something with that, and he even said, nope, don't want to touch anything existing, but I'm like, so what do you envision here? Because I'm not really,
right.
And then he's even like, well, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't want to waste your time for, like, it's always more glamorous on, like, a extra work or this or that on movies or TV shows with, you know, because you wait around all day, and I'm like,
well, I'm not really looking to do that. That's when I brought up the Olive Garden thing. I don't even like, I'm not fucking trying to get that gig, but it's like a joke. Like, in other words,
yeah, like, what do you want me to do?
Almost like, are you looking for me to do like something with Snowfish Pizza or something? Like, what do you envision with this? Like, what, because I want to know.
He should have had a bunch of ideas. He met with you. Nothing. He requested the meeting. He should have had a bunch of ideas for you, the potential client.
So there's nothing there. So then I'm like, all right. And then, you know, my thing is, maybe he just, I don't know, I'm confused.
Hold on. Hold on.
Where's my phone?
What kind of energy bars do you eat, Matt? Hey, Matt, Matt, what do you shave your head with?
How did I lose my phone?
Hold on, Matt, what do you shave your head with?
You took my phone.
No, I didn't. Matt, you got it. It's right in front of you.
Oh. Fucking, this is, I wish we had this on video.
We do. Oh, is that awful?
Oh, Jimmy, this is embarrassing.
So he should have asked you about what the razors you use, the protein bars you eat.
Yes.
All that stuff, and say, hey, maybe I can try to get you something with that. You know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Why am I sitting with you? Well, not you, Jimmy. I like sitting with you. But like, why am I having a turkey burger with you, dude? Like, this could, I mean.
And were you annoyed at one point during the meeting? Like, what the fuck am I doing here?
I was kind of, listen, like I said, dude, I don't entertain this. And it's like, now it's like a weird thing because I just got another call from another guy. And this guy I actually knew back in the day, he actually introduced me. I used to do private lessons with jiu-jitsu for David Lee Roth. You know David Lee Roth?
He's a friend of mine.
Do you?
Yes.
Tell him, bring me up to him, please.
I will.
I'm not going to say give me his number because that's weird.
I don't even know if I have it.
If you do have it, hit him up. I used to teach him on the 25th Street when Henzo used to rent out from a kung fu place.
We
used to hang out, man. Like I used to teach him private lessons for a little bit, man. It was back in the day. I was like a brown belt.
He was on the radio show one day. Opie and Anthony were both off, and he was a co-host with me, and we had Anderson Silva in.
Yeah.
And I remember David was there for the Anderson. David likes a good chat.
Oh, yeah.
Chatty. He enjoys good nice talk.
Yeah,
great guy.
He can talk. He,
would you take him in studio on this show?
I would love to have him in here. I want to see if he freaking remembers me. I mean, listen, this was 20 years ago I taught him. I taught him when I wasn't in the UFC yet, and I was teaching at Henzo's full time. And, you know, I was like pretty much in Manhattan 6 days a week.
I'm looking him up as we talk, by the way.
What? Yeah, look him up and text him if he remembers.
I don't have his number, but I have his,
see this? I'm not Hollywood. I don't have, if people want to get in touch with me, you know what they do?
Go to the men's bookstore.
They text me, Jimmy, and they call me. All right?
That is true.
I don't got a go-between. Can I get big enough to get a go-between? Somebody's got to get this guy, get in touch with this guy to get in touch with me.
Yeah.
Can't I be that fancy?
I have to get it. Can we have what's
Talk
his
to
name?
Me. Huh?
Can we have
who?
Our booker look him up? Because I'm looking for his assistant's number. I don't remember his assistant's name, but I'm putting David Lee Roth in my email. But that's also the email that fans send me music requests. Well, and a lot of them have said David Lee Roth. So I have like 100 emails with David Lee Roth's name in it.
Listen, I know the guy. I know what's funny about that. My sister used to have like his posters and stuff. So that was a big deal for my mother and them. They all got excited. You know?
I don't know.
But I used to let him put arm locks on me and, you know.
Is he good?
One time I was looking for him and I'm like, wait, that guy was in the locker room. I find him on the fucking, he came in from the fire escape with one of my buddies, Jamie, fucking smoking a joint.
Yeah, I'm going to have
to. Hey, hi.
I'm going to have to look him up. But if he can, let's ask for everything about the studio. He's a fun guy. Oh, yeah. He loves to chat. He's a very chatty guy.
I want to see if he remembers me, man.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
You know?
He's not a dumb guy.
I know he's not a dumb guy, but I mean, I was just, well, I mean, we did roll around.
Do you like
a lot.
Van Halen?
And it's, what's that?
Do you like
Van Halen? Oh, yeah, man. I do.
His uncle Manny Roth used to own the building that was the original. It's Cafe Wa. You know what Cafe Wa is, Matt, right next to the Comedy Cellar? You
want
to come down to the Comedy Cellar one night when you do Chip's podcast. Chip tapes it right over the. You don't think you can handle it, huh?
I'll come watch you. Other thing, I got a serious problem with that fucking guy. Nothing I like about him. See that nice smile you got? Yes. That's nothing like this. Don't fucking do it.
Are you afraid that you might want to smack Chip?
It might ruin our friendship.
Is it hard for you not?
What would happen? Oh, what are you trying to get Forrest Griffin in here? You sick of me?
No.
Okay, good.
I do like Forrest, though.
Well, why do you? I know you. Who do you like
Forrest,
better?
Forrest, what's in a bunch of trees?
All right, we got Gus on the phone.
Yeah, what's up, Alexander? Yeah, right. Sorry for the wait.
Yep.
Hey, right. Listen.
That sucks. I would have liked to talk to him.
Well, I mean, listen.
It's 8 o'clock over in Spain.
Call him later. We got a great show.
I will. I'll text him.
Call me at home.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, this is Chris. All right, we going on the air. Nah, man, I just wanted to talk to you.
So, Jimmy, I didn't misread that wrong with this agent guy. I should just be like, all right, guy. Like,
I would
like,
annoy the fuck out of him.
What isn't it? Am I? Is it? Because I'm like, maybe I'm a little sensitive. Then I'm like, no, wait, you're not only do I take the time to just, like, I don't know, man. I don't. The best, because it made it seem, it was a long thing. He's probably nervous too. He was a nice guy. I don't want to fucking kill
him. Here's
the
deal. He asked for a meeting with you.
Yeah, I mean.
You took you to lunch. He should have had ideas. He did not. Yeah. You were not 100% sold on him, and then he comes back and rejects you. It's like saying to a girl, hey, do you want to go out? Yeah. And she's like, ah, I'm not sure. But and then you write her the next day and go, I've thought about it. I don't think we should go out.
But to get rejected, you have to have something out there to get rejected. So don't, like, don't make it like I'm looking for you to be. What just happened?
I don't know.
Chris, you just shit yourself?
Yeah.
Was that you?
It wasn't me.
Was that your ass? Was that Jimmy's ass?
Yes.
Was that you? The fuck do you? It's like that old Woody Woodpecker cartoon when he's throwing the noise. That was your ass?
Yeah.
I thought it was Chris. It was such a. Oh, I hope it doesn't hit me. I hope it doesn't hit me because I feel like I'm. Don't.
I'm not. I'm just trying to.
Dude, nothing yet. Nothing yet. Nothing yet, though. I'm afraid, dude. Look at me. I don't get afraid often. Oh. Oh no. Oh shit. Oh, that's bad.
It is bad. I apologize.
Oh no, Jimmy.
I didn't mean for that one to be bad.
Oh no. That's bad.
I'm so
look
happy.
At my eyes.
I haven't gotten any.
Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. Look, is somebody sliced onions in here?
Yeah, you look like you're upset.
I think I'm crying.
You are.
So dude,
happy.
You should eat like I eat. But you get chubby. How about my ass don't smell like yours?
Maybe not.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. It's probably
broccoli?
Someone's fingernail got stuck.
I noticed that with Brazilian girls.
What?
I used to date. Oh, God, that stinks.
Is there a second wave?
It fucking stinks. Are you doing more?
No. That was one. It lingers.
You know what it is? People have to see the situation here. There's no, you can't. There's no ventilation in here.
None. There shouldn't be. We need good audio.
Dude,
thanks, man. Thank you, bro.
What else?
I appreciate that.
I was going to ask you guys if you saw TJ Dillashaw's talking about potentially the idea is if Cody can't fight, Cody's having some back issues. If he can't fight.
What did he say, though? Right? He went to Germany.
Yes.
Didn't he say something where he's like, he smells somebody trying to pull out? What is his Twitter thing?
That's exactly what he said. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It stinks in here, dude. I'm just. Do you want to get out of here? Is that what you're doing?
Dude, I'm glowing inside for
you. No, but
confidence.
Do you want to? Do you? Are you trying to leave?
No, actually, that would motivate me to stay.
Oh,
no.
Dude, I got like a. I fucking taste it.
Oh, come on, thank you, man.
Go ahead, talk somebody.
TJ,
Chris, take over, Chris.
TJ was talked to Dana apparently, and Dana would like to put together TJ versus Mighty Mouse if.
Ooh.
You know, the Cody. It wouldn't be at the July fight. But
what? You excited
about that would be a fucking good fight.
Of course, yes.
Fucking Jimmy.
But we'll see.
Would be a tremendous. I really like TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah.
I love Cody, though.
Wait, TJ versus who?
Mighty Mouse.
Potentially.
You realize I'm not thinking clearly now.
Blacked out a little
bit. It was the worst, Jimmy.
I know. I appreciate it.
And you know what's bad? It came slowly.
Yeah.
Because you did that? I didn't.
Because you know what it is? I did it low. I didn't mean for it to be heard. And it crept up under the table.
I feel like it's getting like, it's going, it's like a heat-seeking missile.
It's like when you walk into a room that's, there's been a fire.
Right.
Takes me right out of everything.
I know. It's what it's meant to do.
So what were you talking about again? So wait, what fight now? TJ Dillashaw versus who?
Well, TJ versus Cody is still on. TJ versus Cody is still on for UFC 213 on July 8th.
Okay,
but Cody's having some kind of back problems. Yes.
And
that
he did go to Germany.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
All right.
Well, the thing is, this is what this guy should have said to you, Matt. You know, I want to be an agent for you. Your head's nice and shiny all the time, and it looks smooth. And then you would have said, well, you know, the Dollar Shave Club is a smarter choice. And he would have said, how do you know? And you would have said, dude, I can get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. It's an awesome life hack, and it's a no-brainer choice.
Right?
You don't have to stop to the store, buy a cheap disposable razor that gives you a cheap shave. You don't have to spend a fortune on razors with gimmicky shaving crap you don't need. And then, Matt, you would have said, hey, when I use my Dollar Shave Club Executive Razor with their Dr. Carver Shave Butter, blade just gently glides, giving me such a smooth shave. And then you take the agent's hand and you'd rub it on your head and you'd go, oh my goodness, that's smooth.
Yeah.
Their Dr. Carver Shave Butter is transparent for more precise shave. It does help prevent ingrown hairs and it fights razor bumps. For a limited time, new members get their first month of Executive Razor with a free tube of Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. Sounds old school. For only $5 with free shipping. That's amazing. $5 with free shipping after that razor is just a few bucks a month. $15 value for only $5. In your first month's box, you get an awesome weighty handle, a full cassette of 4 cartridges, and a tube of their Shave Butter. After your first month, replacement cartridges will ship automatically at the regular price. There's no hidden fees, no tricks, no commitments. You cancel anytime you feel like it. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/UFC. dollarshaveclub.com/UFC. And I guess we tried with Alexander Gustafsson. Our apologies. Yeah. That was our fault. We just got a little screwed up. Originally, it was going to be Yana came in. And then we were going to talk to him, and then she was going to come in. But she was so early, we didn't want to make her wait.
You know, very...
Hung with the champ.
Very, very strong show, yeah. Regardless.
Then again, I'm used to hanging with champs.
Oh! Hey.
So listen, I will see you when I return. As people hear this...
This is it? It's always sad to say goodbye, Jimmy.
It certainly
I'm not seeing you next week.
At all.
So next week, so the people, should we keep in suspense? No.
No, you can tell them what's going on.
We have first.
I've been fired.
The first episode is going to be with Bobby Kelly. No.
Yes, and that episode. Well, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, well, you don't get.
Well, actually, I was going to say it comes out. No, it actually makes more.
Oh, does it?
Because it comes out a little bit later on Tuesday because Monday's Memorial Day. But there will be an episode on Tuesday and Thursday, like normal.
And Thursday, so then the Tuesday episode will have the great comedian Bob Kelly, which is I think that's going to be fun.
It will.
And then on Thursday, the great Ray Longo will be in studio.
That's right.
Thursday, Ray Longo. Come on, people. Come on, people. Come on, Ray Longo. Come on. Could you really change your tune about Ray and Bobby next week? Thank you. All right, all right. You're a little slow on the drill, but you're getting better. And I'm not ending on this, but I want to talk about this next time because I'm late to the game on this, Jimmy.
Yes, I'm listening.
I saw the first, me and my wife are looking for a new show to get into.
Sure.
So you told me about this. I think it was Westworld. Listen to me. I watched the first episode, and I almost say when she slaps the thing at the end. I'm in. I'm in now. I don't know where it goes. I hope it's.
Have you seen Black Mirror or no?
I saw the one episode with the guy with the pig, and I'm like,
watch other ones.
It almost ruined everything for me.
Technology, it really is a smart show. It's really good.
So episode three,
bounce around. It doesn't matter what season, what episode.
Well, I started with the first one, and that was obviously a mistake.
No, it's a different flavor show. It was, but it was also, it could happen.
Like, really?
It absolutely could happen, yeah. They're all showing you, none of it's crazy. When you look at the possibilities with technology, it could happen 30 years
ago. I just wasn't into that one, but I'll watch another one.
Try season 3, episode 1 is good, okay. Or try the one with the bees.
All right, I'll
there's one with these bees flying around. Oh, boy.
Oh, shit, man. So I'm going to check that out, but did you like the Westworld as a series or no?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm not starting off with something that's going to upset me.
No, Anthony Hopkins.
You know? We'll talk about this next time. You know, I like talking about all the movies, the TV shows. It's fun, Jimmy. I'm going to miss you next week, Jimmy. That's why I'm trying not to let you out of here.
I will miss you too,
and buddy. Your fart went away, so that's why I got like a second
win. Unfortunately, I'm very hurt.
All right, let's end this.
We'll see you soon. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ioana.
Thank you, Ioana, and safe trip, Jimmy.
Thank you, buddy.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.